Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. One of the key congressional races to watch this midterm election season is happening in the 6th District of Massachusetts. Sitting Congressman John Tierney is facing four Democratic challengers in Tuesday's primary, each of them trying to do what no one in Massachusetts has done in 20 years, unseat a sitting congressman from his own party. Tierney is also still dealing with the consequences of ethics allegations resulting from his wife's family's illegal offshore gambling ring. One of Tierney's challengers is Marisa DeFranco. She lives in Middleton, where she has her own immigration law practice, and she joins us now in the studio. Marisa, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Sasha.
So, as we mentioned, you have a tough task ahead of you, which is trying to unseat a sitting congressman who is of your own party.
That's right.
And you also have Seth Moulton, another Democratic candidate who's been getting a lot of publicity, raised a lot of money, and many have called him the front runner. Why did you decide to do this, given these odds?
Well, I decided long before Seth was even a factor. I've been involved in Democratic Party politics for much longer than he has. And for many, many years, I supported a lot of Democratic candidates and with my shoe leather and my volunteer time. And this time around, I decided, as I decided in the Senate race, was that I'm putting my name on the ballot because I'm the one who's been on Main Street and representing small businesses that have been getting crushed by what Congress has been doing or failing to do to help us create jobs and help hardworking people.
What do you consider Congress's biggest failings on that point?
Oh, let's see. Where do we want to begin? So I'm an immigration attorney, so we'll start there. So for example, a lot of immigrants and small businesses that employ immigrants create a lot of cutting-edge technology, but they can't get access to the visas because the biggest corporations gobble them all up. And it's designed and rigged that way. And this current corporate immigration reform bill, the Gang of Eight bill that Congressman Tierney supports and that Seth Moulton supports, which they have no idea how that's going to affect small business, I do, because small businesses are going to be priced out even more from that equation. And I'm the one who actually has a real plan that will help small businesses in that area. And that's just one example.
Another immigration question, since this is your area, the huge issue of the immigrant children from South and Central America who are being detained in huge numbers down on this Mexico-U.S. border. As we know, many of them were possibly going to come to Massachusetts. Turns out that isn't going to be the case for the most part.
Right.
And, you know, we heard Governor Patrick say it's a moral imperative to take them in. We also heard people in those communities say we don't want them here. What was your position on that?
My position that I posted quite clearly is that we can't disperse all of these children all over the country because that will they'll end up staying here. And we cannot absorb 50,000 people, because a lot of them aren't children as well. There's young, and I've represented unaccompanied minors myself. And my plan was that we have to process them, double the number of immigration judges, so if people qualify for asylum, we will absolutely let them stay. But that's going to be a very small number, Sasha, given the stringent asylum laws. What has to be done is they have to be returned in an orderly fashion to their home countries, because that will tell the parents that are sending them here that the traffickers and the coyotes are selling them a bill of goods. And that's how you cut it off at the pass, because if we don't do that now, and it's the truth that people don't want to hear, but it is the truth, we'll see 100,000, we'll see 150,000. And I'll take a backseat to no one on moral imperative, because I'm the only one in this race. And in fact, in the Democratic Party, who's spent a lot of time representing unaccompanied minors, doing a lot of pro bono work for immigrants.
I want to talk more about your race and the competitors you're up again, but I do have another issue question, which is related to education. Your thoughts about improving schools, you know, some of which in the 6th District are certainly struggling.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, in the federal level, you know, the funding from the federal level is very small. It's only about 10%, and that really is up to the states. So I think, and so again, I'm not going to propagandize to voters and say I'm going to fix your schools as your congressperson, because quite frankly, I think that's a bit of a lie. Where Congress does come in is for higher education. And my plan on tuition, for example, again, that none of my opponents have supported, is that we're going to make the Stafford Loan Program contingent upon a school's reduction of tuition by 5% each year over the next 5 years. Bring it down by 25%, or you, the university, do not get access to the federal tax dollars of the Stafford Loan Program. Let them compete.
But of course, without being in Congress, there's only so much you can do. So let's talk about what it would take for you to get to Congress.
Exactly.
Now, we had another one of the Democratic candidates, Seth Moulton, as we mentioned,
on
our program back in May, and he expressed some of his frustration with Congressman John Tierney. Here's what Seth Moulton said.
The congressman has been in office for 18 years, and I respect him for his service, but he's passed one bill in 18 years, and I think we can do better than that. I think we deserve better leadership, both in Washington and right here at home in Massachusetts.
Marisa DeFranco, is that a frustration you share?
My frustration is different than Seth's. I mean, that's one talking point, and he's run a very extremely negative campaign. I am the only one, and both of my opponents have run negative campaigns. I'm the only one running an actual, real solutions campaign, and it's about small business. Going back to your original question, Sasha, is that I'm offering an 8% tax cut for small businesses, and neither one of my opponents will join in that. And I know, because I work on Main Street and I represent all of those small businesses, is that's what they want. They want direct relief, and that is how you will create jobs on Main Street. Seth has no plan for that. John has no plan for that. Fishing, let's take that as an example. Neither one of them have a clear plan on fishing. My plan is to let the fishermen fish to the capacity, take their last 5 years of their highest earnings, take that average, let them catch that amount for the next so many years, and then give them the first access. If the foreign trawlers and the other corporate trawlers, if there's more fish out there after the real fishermen are done, then we'll let them come in. But my plan clearly says we're going to put the small fisherman, the small business person, first and foremost. Again, my opponents have no plan for that. So I'm the only one who has these solutions.
Marisa DeFranco, if you won, you would be an outsider coming into Congress.
Absolutely.
And so would Seth Moulton, for that matter. Barney Frank, who served in Congress for more than 30 years, wrote an op-ed in the Globe this week in which he said that, quote, Congress's problem isn't a lack of newcomers. He says it's not the case that the inability of members of Congress to work together constructively is a result of them having been in office for too long. The notion that a freshman Democrat will somehow be better able to persuade the right-wing-dominated Republican Party suddenly to eschew the rigid ideology and harsh partisanship in which they have engaged is fanciful. So basically, it's an argument against newcomers. You as a possible newcomer, what's your answer to that?
That's a little interesting coming from someone like Barney, who served, what, over 30 years in Congress and, you know, kept a monopoly on that seat. So I'm going to take issue with that, because the problem with Congress is that none of them have the experience that someone like me has working in the real world, representing hardworking people. And let's be clear, Seth Moulton is not an outsider. He is a consummate insider, raising money, big money from Wall Street and very wealthy individuals. 70% of his money comes from out of state. John Tierney's money comes from PACs. If people want to get money out of politics and actually put someone in who's beholden to no one but the voters and has real-world experience, Barney Frank hasn't lived by the rules he's passed for 30-plus years, and neither have many of the members of Congress. That's the problem with Congress. They have no real-world experience or skills.
Last question in the minute or so we have left with you. If John Tierney does end up running against Richard Tesei, the Republican challenger, in the general election, do you worry that Tierney would lose to a Republican?
I do, yes. And I know that Seth Moulton would also lose, because Seth has said very often that he's been a Democrat his whole life, which is not accurate. He's only been a Democrat since December of 2012. So you have Tierney, who's vulnerable. You have Seth, who's not going to get the true blue votes of the Democrats, because they know he hasn't been with, he has no track record on issues, especially for women, which, let's remind the listeners that I'm the only woman in the race. Not only that, but I'm the only one with experience representing women and fighting for women's and men's rights. So I'm the one to beat Richard Tesei, because I have the biggest voting block.
Marisa DeFranco is a Democratic candidate in the 6th Congressional District of Massachusetts. She lives in Middleton and she works in Middleton as an immigration lawyer. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, Sasha.
Stay with us. Coming up next, the story of a young man in Amherst who is trying to create a safer way to drill for oil in Ecuador and other parts of Latin America. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.